RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. We're hanging out at the Nest down here at the Signia Hotel right next to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where tonight it all goes down. Falcons taking on the Rams. 8:15, and Drake is questionable. We're going to get to some of the other injuries as we talk about tonight's contest. But, Mike, man, what a crazy weekend. We're going to be here until 4, guys, as we get you ready for all the pregame shows leading up to tonight's contest with the Falcons and Rams. But what a crazy weekend, man. And, you know, the weekend brought a lot of stuff. It brought more losses for our Hawks. It brought the Falcons into the news cycle with a story about Matt Ryan, which we'll talk about. And it also brought Georgia Tech, who got a chance to play their bowl game, a lot of fun this year, but certainly didn't finish the season the way they wanted to. We'll get to all of that, guys, in this week. Is a huge week in considering that it is the college football playoff. And, Mike, I know we're going to be off, but we'll be back on Friday.
Right, to talk everything that happened Georgia and Ole Miss in the rematch down there on Bourbon Street, man. It's going to be a blast. And all these games that are so compelling, these storylines, I mean, football is king. I mean, the NFL weekend, like I said, we got a lot to cover in just 2 hours. Some amazing games. Just when you think you saw the best game of the week, hold my beer. Then the Bears and the 49ers put that out on tape last night. Great stuff.
It was. And look, we love offense. And that game last night, it went back and forth. Multiple lead changes. Big plays. Purdy played well again last night. And look, that's why I said to you a couple of weeks ago, I think Kyle Shanahan's the coach of the year. With what they've been able to overcome, and if they win out, they have a chance to be the number one overall seed in the NFC. Meanwhile, tonight, guys, here's the kicker for tonight's game as we talk about the Rams coming into town. And Mike and I will talk more about, you know, obviously this Rams offense, which is number one in the league, and what Matthew Stafford has done. But the crazy thing Mike and I were talking about before we came on today is we should be here, because if we win tonight and we win next week, regardless of what happens between the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Panthers win this division. And basically, we're trying to win out, obviously for pride and, more importantly, jobs on the line. We know Ra wants to finish with the 4-game win streak. It'd be nice.
Right.
But I'm looking at this, and Mike, you said it, that the winner of this division is going to be probably an 8-9 team. And this was by far the most winnable division in football this year.
Right.
And we blew our opportunity.
You know, it kind of has been ever since Tom Brady retired, if we're honest. We just haven't been able to put things together. We had the cap situation that Fontenot inherited moving forward. Though we had some teams under Arthur Smith that certainly, you know, we thought had a fighting chance. But the quarterbacks were just terrible. They just didn't have the quarterback. Now we got a defense which may set a team record for sacks. And we're going to still be on the outside looking in. We had Cousins in Penix, and we thought we'd have that, you know, set up that we'd never have to worry about the quarterback situation. We'd have to, you know, so much of that. No, not even close. Not even close. Now, the good news is we are getting the offense on track. I don't know what this, this consulting firm that's looking at the team thinks and looks at. But you and I were talking before the show. First game of the season. If you had a field goal kicker, maybe we go to overtime.
Yes.
Maybe we win the division. Think about that. It's going to come down to you guys not having the kicking. Not having the kicking game set up. That's Fontenot. That's Fontenot. Now, people want to blame the coaching staff. We'll try to get some clarity. Who picks the kicker?
Who picks it?
Right? But that was one. That's just one game. Then we had the blowout in Carolina. Okay? And that's one where the offensive coordinator goes, hey, maybe I should be on the field with my quarterback who's like a rookie. Yeah, great idea. Then you got the Carolina game. Everybody says, you know what, Ulbrich, I want Ulbrich back. Ulbrich gave up 448 yards passing to Bryce Young in the rematch with Carolina. That's where you lost your division, boys and girls. We could go over, Carl, Jets game, Colts game in Berlin, Patriots, all these games where coaches or players screwed up. But, man, it's got to drive you crazy. It drives us crazy.
It does.
To know we should have won this division.
Guys, the Jets, understand this. The Jets don't have an interception this year. Not one. That's how bad the Jets have been. And, you know, Aaron Glenn came out yesterday. He questioned his team's effort. Today he came out, kind of backtracked on that, Mike. That organization is a mess. And the only reason I'm bringing that up is simply to say we lost to them.
Right.
We had an opportunity. And that's another one that just sticks out. So as we get ready for tonight, Rams come in here, guys. We know they're playing for the number one overall seed in the NFC. They are a 7.5-point favorite against the Falcons tonight. As far as the injuries, Mike, Drake London, knee. He's questionable. But everything we've heard is he will go tonight.
I don't think he was close to 100% last week. And you kind of saw it. You know, body language-wise, he just didn't really look comfortable.
Sure.
But and he took a hit where Bijan kind of ran him over, you know, in the Arizona game. And he also kind of had some hard contact with their secondary. So, look, he's going to go. It's a Monday night showcase, and he wants to be up for that game. As Bijan said, the juices are flowing when it's national TV.
Other injuries, Mike Hughes is out, guys, with an ankle. And meanwhile, while we're talking about the Falcons, and we want to dive into this because we want to get your opinions at 404-726-0929. You hit us up, okay? Want to hear from you, because all I heard when I tweeted this yesterday was, this is the best idea ever. This is great. Matt Ryan's going to come in here and change everything. The fact that Matt Ryan reportedly has been in talks with the Falcons about a potential role in the front office has everybody buzzing. Look, the game is the game tonight. And if we were playing for a playoff opportunity, Mike, maybe I'd feel a little bit different. But this is front and center. Because if you want to talk about changing this franchise and what it's going to look like for the future, who has a say, how much power that individual is going to have, how much power is Matt Ryan, if he decides to do this, is he going to have? And Mike and I discussed this on our pre-show. It's called Behind the Scenes. You can check it out digitally everywhere you get podcasts or everywhere you get a chance to visit 92.9 The Game. And Mike, I said today, the thing that astonishes me is there are a lot of people who are like, yeah, this is it, Dukes. Half of you folks didn't like Matt Ryan when he was our quarterback. And now you think he can come in here and finish or at least fix the organization in a way that's going to turn things around? This is not a shot at Matt. I'm simply saying for all of you who are so desperate right now for anything with this franchise to do right, you are willing to go, yes, Matt Ryan's the answer. By the way, no executive experience, no personnel experience. He's just a really good quarterback that's going to the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. But the funny thing to me, Mike, is when he was our guy, many of you didn't even like him then.
Right. That's where it goes back to the post-Mike Vick world and Matt never being appreciated in this town. And we've talked about that at length. And I do agree. That's part of it. I also think the level of frustration with this organization right now is like maybe Matt getting to be a voice from the outside coming in with some eyes to really look at the real problems and really say, look, this is blanked up. This isn't being done right. I played at the high level. I'm a former MVP in this league. Now, the one thing I would say is John Lynch, he made the transition to TV. He did TV for a couple of years. Then he got into the front office. Now, I know San Francisco hasn't won, but my God.
The Super Bowls.
They're in the mix, okay?
Yes.
I just want to go, they didn't win anything. I go, you want to put Terry Fontenot versus John Lynch?
Not even close.
You lose that argument. You know, and whether Shanahan has been, you know, over, well, guess what? That's called working together. That's synergy. That's a true collaboration. Shanahan and Lynch, all the crap we heard about with Arthur Smith and Fontenot, no, that was not synergy. That was a train wreck. And whatever this is with Raheem is not working either. So now you get to Matt Ryan. Okay, what is it? Number one, is it simply Arthur Blank realizing, you know, he's just taking it in the shorts week after week in public opinion here, and this is just window dressing, and it's a public relations move, and Matt's going to be a consultant. And I don't know, how much do you move to being a consultant where you can't work for CBS anymore? So does Matt want to do this? Does Matt? Because, look, we said it. Elway, great. Lynch, great. Matt Millen, horrible. Ozzie Newsome, really good.
Yes.
But Ozzie, you know, because he was black, had to go take 10 years to get there. You know, he could just plug in back then. It was the time and the place.
It's the truth.
Just keeping it real.
It's the truth.
You know, he had to come through their system as a scout, personnel department guy that eventually became the general, and one of the best general managers in football.
Ever. And you're right, Mike. They didn't hand him that opportunity.
Right.
He just kept picking guys and giving opinions on guys, and all of a sudden you build these championship caliber teams, and everybody goes, who the hell's picking all these players? That dude. He's behind it.
Right. He was the one that signed off on, if you're going to go with Lamar Jackson, you're going to build it around Lamar Jackson.
Now,
they haven't reached pay dirt as far as a Super Bowl. But, I mean, but that's a guy who – that's the old school way. Lynch kind of shows you can plug in with the right coach, the right place. 49ers have been really – they're an elite organization. We're looking up at them, guys. You know, Elway. No, Elway, look, it is what it is. He picked some really awful quarterbacks, and it took a minute. He had to go, you know, basically twist Peyton's arm, but he did win a Super Bowl as a general manager.
What do you guys think? Is this the answer? And by the way, I'm with Mike on this. Look, I'm not criticizing the idea that if this is real and they're talking to him and it gives you another set of eyes, great. But I'm also a realist in knowing that this doesn't completely change the organization internally, because there are still forces within this organization that will have a say, that haven't left, that are still sitting next to Arthur Blank.
Right.
And until that changes, I don't know how much of a say a former MVP quarterback that's one of the best to ever do it is going to come in and be able to say. 404-726-0929. But it is interesting, and it is fascinating that they're even exploring this opportunity. And to Mike's point, I'm Matt Ryan, and Mike, you said this last week, he's really damn good, guys. He's good at being an analyst. I mean, right. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Like, everybody just thinks most of these guys suck, because it does take a little work, effort to understand how to translate all that knowledge into being, you know, as far as communicating that to the public. He's done a really good job. And, Mike, I've watched him twice, you know, this season and the games he's been on. I've enjoyed him. And you came back last week and like, dude, he's as good as Brady is
right
now.
I said nothing against Nate Burleson, who's really good too. But I just like Matt as the QB. You don't need three guys in the booth anymore. He was doing a pretty good job breaking it down. First off, he's likable. He's personable. He's an intelligent guy. He can cover all the angles you need. And, yeah, his voice doesn't make you want to, like, you know, cover your ears. Unlike Tom Brady, who looked like a bad guy in a James Bond movie yesterday.
He did.
I mean, seriously, what is he, Dr. No with the one glove on? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. Anyway, but, yeah, I think Matt has a future in that. And it's a great job. You get to, you know, you call your shots. You know, you get paid a million zillion dollars to do that. Be a GM, it's a thankless job. It's a miserable job.
I'm with you. And by the way, you start screwing these draft picks up.
Correct.
All these Falcon fans who love you, Matt, will be hating you in 2 seconds.
And I said this earlier to Carl. I said this on our pre-show today. Matt Millen was the best John Madden impression out there. Remember all the guys who took over?
Oh, yeah.
Matt Millen was really good as a color commentator. Then he got to be the Lions GM, and he put them back a decade, how bad he was. Drafting wide receiver after wide receiver was a blank show. You don't know. But I'm not saying there's any rule or an absolute that we know for a fact Matt can or can't do this.
I agree. All right, man. What do you guys think? You like this idea? You think this is the answer for the Falcons? 404-726-0929. We're getting ready for a big Monday night contest. Rams in town to take on the Falcons. You'll listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at the Nest.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are live at the Signia Hotel. It's called The Nest on the fourth floor, guys, getting ready for tonight's contest. Falcon fans already out here. Mike ran into a Rams fan on the elevator, and it was actually a brother, not as in a brother, but a brother-sister.
And no, wasn't a brother. Who was a brother?
It was a brother, his wife, and his sister. And she said, he came all this way for this Rams game. And I said, he came from L.A.? And she goes, no, he lives 2 hours south of Georgia. He came up here. He's a Rams fan. So she was complaining. And
L.A.? No, Lithonia.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, so he was like, yeah, we're going to get this game tonight. And I'm like, all right, look, y'all already in the playoffs. We're playing for something a little bit bigger.
Right.
It's called jobs. And he laughed. But there are a few Rams fans. Mike reminded me when the Super Bowl was here, and I know it was not an exciting Super Bowl.
Yes, it was a terrible Super Bowl.
But the New England Patriots take on the Rams. That was a game in which, honestly, Jared Goff and company, he was the quarterback, they couldn't do anything.
But it was a low-scoring game. They still had Aaron Donald, had a great defense.
Yep.
But if you're looking for action, it was like it was the antithesis of all your great games you saw other than maybe that Bills and Eagles, which couldn't generate much offense. But you're right. And that year, remember, I lived in Midtown for that Super Bowl. We'd be out and about, and you could not find a Rams fan.
Patriots fans is everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, because the Rams have been basically a man without a country.
That's right.
St. Louis fans don't want to know him from Adam anymore. And Los Angeles has moved on. L.A., they have more 49er fans than they are Rams fans in L.A. Chargers, same thing, but that SoFi Stadium. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. We got one, two, three, five Rams fans wearing some dark, that royal blue and gold.
Yeah, man. I'll say this, though. I am nicer to Rams fans because they are nice people. It's not like having Philly in here, okay? I don't want to choke anybody out. But Rams fans, they speak. They're nice. They're cordial.
Right.
It's different, you know?
And I'm jealous of Les Snead and Sean McVay.
For sure.
I'm jealous of a perennial team that's a playoff team, a team which has got it together. See, I told you, Carl, back in the day when I had Dolphins tickets, you had Marino and Shula. So you're good for 10 wins every year. You were in the playoffs. Now, then you can have discussion about, okay, what don't you have? Do you have a good defense? Do you have a good run game? But you knew you always had the framework to be good. Falcons, we're looking up at teams like that. We're looking up at Buffalo. We're looking up at, God, Lord knows, we're looking up at the 49ers and the Eagles.
That's right.
You know, but I mean, we're not even the Bears yet. You know what I mean? That's where we're living. So, yes, I'm jealous a little bit because I think Sean McVay is brilliant. I think Les Snead is really good at his job.
404-726-0929. We want to hear from you. One on Matt Ryan potentially joining the organization in some potential role with the front office. You like this idea. Do you think it's a bad idea? Do you think it's a stunt or a ploy, as Mike laid out? 404-726-0929. And then about tonight's game. Where are you on this tonight? Does this really matter for you? It matters for me. Mike said not as much. Win or lose, I've seen what I need to see, even though I want to see my team win. And let's not get it twisted. We want to see our team win. We're just telling you from a feeling standpoint, as a sports fan, that you know, the investment this year, we were all in, many of you, and then you're like, okay, you know what, I'm ready to see what's going to happen in this offseason. I'm ready to see where they're going to go. Maybe this game doesn't mean as much for you. I think it's important on a lot of levels. And I'll tell you this, too. Quietly kept, Kirk Cousins needs to play well these last two. He's playing for a starting job, whether it's here or somewhere else, Mike.
Correct.
He's got to play really well in these last two games. And if you lead the Falcons to a four-game win streak, that looks really good on the resume to say, hey, man, I told you my shoulder fell off. I'm back. I'm 100%. Look at what I was able to do.
I dealt with an Achilles. So I really wasn't myself to start last season. Then, as you said, the shoulder injury. So whether or not, you know, the Falcons, and we have no idea, guys. There's so much. I've never remembered. I can't remember a Falcons season that has been so up in the air is this offseason. Who's staying? Who's going? Mm. Is the coach getting fired? Is he going to fire parts of his staff? Is the general manager getting fired? You know? Is Matt Ryan going to come in? Now, first off, is Jay Glazer even got this story right?
Yeah, it's a good
point. I mean, people are running with it like it's gospel. But, I mean, you could do a lot worse than Matt Ryan coming in as a fresh set of eyes. He is intimately familiar with this team. He lives in Atlanta. He knows what our issues are. I know he's national now, but he still knows what's up. So we'll see. Guy just hit me up on the text line. He goes, yeah, Matt could be GM until they talk to Deshaun Watson.
That's not right.
That's funny.
It is funny.
Now, for those who don't remember, somebody in the organization, we think it was Arthur. I think it was Arthur Blank, because nobody ever takes credit for it, tried to get Deshaun Watson in here. Actually had him at Flowery Branch for an interview when Matt Ryan, your greatest player you ever had in your franchise, basically showing total disrespect. You know,
and because then, he wasn't coming in to be a backup.
Right, then winds up getting traded for a third rounder because at that point it was ridiculous. Anyway, we'll see where it goes, but there's a lot of flux. The good news is we got some really good things happening here. I don't think any new general manager, if there is one, or new coach staff comes in here and blows this thing up, Carl. There's too many good things that are on this roster. They're just not being handled properly.
Yeah, that's the key. And we said this. I think this is a very talented team, despite what the record says this year. But you got to put people in position to be successful. And I think the big thing, too, is, you know, with Matt, and this is not my reason for him not to be a part of this. I just know it's going to take more than Matt to, if you feel like there's not a winning culture that's installed, it's going to take more than Matt.
Right.
Right. Like that's across the board. You need multiple people, guys that you don't even recognize. And if I rolled them out to you that are in this Falcon organization, you said, who's this dude? And you wouldn't know who he is, but he's got a lot of say. There are people behind the scenes. He may be the new face if, in fact, he does something like this, Mike, and takes a position with the front office. But it doesn't mean, again, that the culture automatically turns over and it changes. That, again, comes from the head coach, and it comes from so many other people within the organization and how you handle business. I think it's great for him to look at this. Mm. I don't know if it's the best thing for him to take it. And that's just where I'm at.
Right. Do you have autonomy? Do you come in and
correct.
Say, you know, Mr. Blank, with all due respect, you've been running a real bad franchise. It's a train wreck. I'm an example. How you treated me was an example of your dysfunction. So let me give it the, you know, complete power to make the decisions that have to be made, and we'll straighten this thing out. And again, as I said, John Lynch has done a really good job. Elway got control with the Broncos. You know, some guys have done well with this. Some guys haven't. Matt Millen was a disaster. But I think he could do no worse than what we've had the last 5 or 8 years.
Well, that's part of this. And I think that's a lot of the excitement that I got yesterday with, hell yeah, Dukes, this is the way to go. Matt is the answer, because it gives you some hope that a guy that truly cares about this franchise and gave his heart and soul to it is going to be fully invested. 404-726-0929. Let's hear from Raheem Morris on facing the Rams tonight. It's a team he won a Super Bowl with, guys, just a few short years ago. Here's what he said about them.
You know, fun. You know, like I know what they're about, you know, and they're going to come in here and they're going to go out there and they're fighting for a one seed, you know, and I know what that means. I've been in that building when you're doing those things. I've been in that building when you had the opportunity to go to playoffs. I know what that building feels like. That building's not in it not to win a championship. And everything they're going to do, they're going to come in here and try to do, and we better match it. And I love that, because I love to be able to build up what it feels like, what it looks like, what the mentality has to be to go out there and win a championship. I was with them when we done it. And I want to be able to show this team how to do it, because I believe we can.
So,
believes you can. I mean, look, the guy, what do you think? You want to say, I'm probably getting fired, and, you know, it's kind of, I was a part of a great team. We're not really great. No, I mean, he's projecting, as I think anybody if you're trying to get anything accomplished in life, he feels he can project he's going to be back and he's going to be successful. Now, we can look from the outside and go, you're barking up the wrong tree here, Reem, but I understand where he's trying to go with it. You know, and he's also talking about, like, I was part of this organization.
Yeah.
We had tremendous success. If we may be able to do that here, I would say you've already shown you can't do that here.
Mike, you know he doesn't assess blame. At least he hasn't with us, right? We've tried to get him to say, hey, Marcus screwed up, didn't he? Hey, your OC really was terrible last week, wasn't he? He won't assess blame. Here's my question. Does he do it behind the scenes? Does he say, you know what? We lost 4 games because of the special teams coach. I stayed the course because I didn't want more upheaval. We lost 4 more games because of the offensive coordinator and the way he went about calling plays. I didn't want to fire him, Arthur, because you know what? We didn't need any more distractions and trying to bring a young quarterback in here with another coordinator. But maybe behind the scenes he's assessing all this blame. And my point is, how many of those games you look at him and go, it was my bad clock management that cost us a game? One?
Right.
Maybe?
This year, more last year than this year, but there's a couple of curious moves. You know, when you get a penalty and you're called a timeout out of the penalty when the clock stops. It's just a lot of strange things and how they handle it. To me, it was more about Zach Robinson. Why, you know, from Arthur Blank or Sportology, for those who don't remember, that's the consulting firm that's been apparently on the ground for a while with this team. Hey, man. Why didn't you start Penix Jr. in the preseason? He needed some more reps, didn't he? Looks like you used some seasoning.
He did.
Why didn't you experiment with having your offensive coordinator down on the sideline?
Yeah, why didn't you?
You know, and then see how that works. These are things you didn't do, because this is where when I get down to brass tacks, Raheem doesn't have a handle on the little small details that the elite programs in the NFL do. That's my 2 cents worth. The teams we're seeing this last week, you know, the San Francisco 49ers decimated with injuries, still able to put a solid product on the field.
Yeah.
You know, all the first-year coaches, the Liam Cohens and the Ben Johnsons who lost last night, but are getting the job done, you know, with a fresh approach.
Yeah, but the Bears were competitive. They didn't get embarrassed.
Right.
And they are legit. They got a shot at this thing. You don't know how these playoffs play out. They weren't outmatched or outclassed last night. That's what you want to see. When you think the Bears are a fluke and you go, well, yeah, they won all these games and one possession games, and you get in a game last night where the coach is better. The coach is better.
Right.
Shanahan's better than Ben Johnson. But yet you go toe-to-toe. You're scoring back and forth with these guys. Like, it said something to me last night, Mike. The Bears situation is not a fluke. They're just trying to figure out, like Raheem said, we got to learn how to win. They're trying to figure out how to win these kind of games.
Right.
404-726-0929. Let's hear Rod talk about the Falcons playing better offense. It's something Mike says he's looking for tonight. Drake's going to play. Pitts is going to play. How do you get everybody involved?
You know, you never want to put it on one person. You know, usually you put too much blame on one person or you give one person too much credit. And really, I think it's just for being in sync all across the board. You know, Kyle Pitts is playing better. You know, Bijan Robinson is being who he is. Our offensive line is playing well. you know, we have an ability to be a guard and run the football and really control it for 38 minutes, not turn the football over, find ways to get the ball to our guys that we need to get the ball to in critical moments, having Kyle come up with big-time conversion downs and doing those things. All those things factor in. And then on the other side, the flip side of that is being able to get off the grass and get the ball back for these guys so they can control the tempo of the game and dictate terms. You know, in that game, last game we're talking about, we would like to go ahead and dictate terms even further by getting those third and ones or that fourth and one that we're not able to get at the end of the game. And that would really get you clicking and really get you into a different space. You know, but, you know, fortunately for us, the last couple of weeks, we've been able to overcome a little bit of adversity going down against Tampa, going down early in this game. And you get a chance to get the guys fight. And I think that no-blink mentality is something that's been nice for us.
That's Rod talking about trying to get everybody involved. We'll see how it looks tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Hey, man, look, I always want to watch the Falcons win. We don't come down here to watch them lose.
You're right.
Hopefully we give it an entertaining game. I mean, Vegas is, what, seven points, 6.5 now for the Rams? I think it's down to 6.5. So a little bit of money on the Falcons for what it's worth, Carl.
All right.
Moving that number down a little bit.
A little bit. When we come back, these rumors are real. That's what I believe.
Mm.
And it's time we address them. And it's time we be honest with ourselves. We're going to tell you what they are when we come back. We're live at the Nest at the Signy Hotel. Guys, right downtown next to Mercedes-Benz Stadium where tonight's Monday night game will go on between the Falcons and the Rams on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Reminder, join the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call in, react to every Falcons game brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Downtown at the Signy Hotel, guys, at the Nest. This Halo board, Mike, is pretty cool. I need one of these at the house, man.
Yeah, man, for guys who have the Ultimate Man Cave, they get their own sort of version. It's about, 25 feet across of what we have at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is really cool. So you come on down, man, and catch all the action inside and outside the bar. And you had the wings. Can I tell a story real quick before we get to the
absolutely.
Hawks?
Absolutely.
So today, day, before you rolled in, Carl got some wings. And I'm trying to be healthy because I put these jeans on. And I'm like, oh, this isn't working. You know, you got to lay down and put the jeans on.
For sure.
A little too much calories the last 2 weeks. So we're at the bar, and I had a shake and a salad in the last, 6 hours. I'm starving. Carl gets these wings. He eats, half of a dozen. Bartender's like, you don't want any more? Carl's like, oh, I'm full. I go, that. I go, it's a sin to waste food. Send it over here. I totally catfished Carl's, wing plate.
He did.
I'm sifting through the bones. I'm taking it, man. I'm going to town. Oh, man, with those lemon pepper fans. They get some great bar food here at Signia at Nest.
No, they really do. And it was funny because the bartender was like, really, you're going to do? Okay, you're right. It's not cool to waste food. But we're here hanging out, man. We'll be here until 4, guys. Shortened edition of the show today simply because of all the pregame shows leading into tonight's contest, Falcons-Rams. We'll talk more about that.
Andy Randy, so he's down the street, right, with Wake Forest.
He is.
Which is going down the walkway over the gulch.
That is correct, yeah. And it's a great location, man. You go hang out before the game, see everything that's going on, and then head to the stadium. Mike, let's talk about what's going on in the NBA world. First and foremost, Atlanta Hawks, I don't know what the hell's happening with you guys. Mm. They're in Oklahoma City tonight. We now know that Jalen Johnson was not going to play. We just got word that Trae Young is not playing tonight.
What?
But on top of this, okay, and this is the deeper discussion, there are reports, and multiple credible sources are reporting this, and this originally came from ESPN's Tim McMahon, that all signs, and I'm reading this verbatim, are pointing to the Hawks moving on from Trae Young ahead of the February 5th trade deadline. So when we say this, please understand, this is not happening tonight. They're not looking to make a deal right now.
But what people around the league are saying is this feels like at the trade deadline, the Hawks, for the, maybe the first time, Mike, they've shopped him. Nothing's ever happened. I mentioned this today on our pre-show, but now this feels a little bit more real with the team, quote, indicating they're looking for an exit ramp. They did not offer him that huge extension. They were going to wait until the season was over. So you're not tied to that. And if you're trying to move Trey, again, what does Trey offer? You're getting two first-round picks for a guy like Trey Young who's been a multiple All-Star? Maybe. I would hope that's the going rate. But at the end of the day, this team has lost six straight games, and they all have come since Trey Young has returned.
And again, I just don't know what the sample size has to be. We have to lose 12 in a row before you go, okay, Trey might be the problem here with the defense. Look, two things can be true. We are a better team with Trey, but not the way that Quinn Snyder coaches this team. I mean, guys are lamenting the fact that Reese Hoshea is like literally the ultimate womp, womp. You know, between Wemby and Cooper Flagg, we get the booby prize, right? Well, not if you don't use him the right way. I mean, this guy, our defensive rebound stats jump up like 15% when he's on the floor. So Quinn Snyder has an aversion. You know, it's not like Nate at least tried to coach defense. I don't think Quinn is capable of. He had Rudy Gobert and he had Donovan Mitchell in Utah. Maybe that was just natural defense.
It's easy, yeah.
You know, because I don't know what he's doing. But Trey, I will say this, two things can also be true. They never gave Trey the supporting cast, but now Trey's not helping. How about that? And I don't know where it goes with this thing right now. Because Trey doing hero ball and chucking threes from downtown is not working. And the body language, Gordon pointed this out, our engineer who's down at State Farm. Watch some of the teammates pick up on that. Oh, really? We're doing that now?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You're out of the flow. You're out of your flow. You're half court.
It's certainly not it. 404-726-0929. We're just telling you what's being reported. How do I feel? I feel like this is as real as it's probably ever been.
Right.
Because of the point at where he is in his career.
Right.
This isn't year three where you go, man, you know what? Two more years, this guy's going to develop and he'll be great. And he has been a great player. I don't want to dismiss that. But I also know this is something we've said continuously on this show. And as much as we love Trey and I've defended him and all the things, I just don't feel like we're going to win big with him.
Right.
I do not think we're going to win big with him. What does that mean? That means a trip to the NBA Finals. That is not a first-round playoff run. That is not a play-in run. I'm talking about winning big. And if you don't feel that way and you're this front office and, Mike, you're on to Saleh, and you're going, hey, we've made some moves and I feel like I've improved the team, but can we win big with the star that's here? If the answer's no, you got to trade him. And that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, man, I will say this with Trey. He has never had this kind of supporting cast. This is the best team that Trey's had since the conference championship. It's actually better, on paper, than the team he played in the conference championship with. And that was a nice sort of role players, Lou.
Are you adding Porzingis to this mix, by the way?
Porzingis is a giant nothing burger.
All right.
And again, I, with all due respect to people who talk about Porzingis, what I'm going to see him for a week and a half? And then this look, I get it. I'm trying to be, delicate with this heart condition because it's scary.
It is.
But he's not giving me anything. And he has an expiring contract, which, if nothing else, is attractive to teams that are looking for something. I know you and I were talking about Michael Porter with the Nets. That would move Reese Hoshea in that contract. I do have to have some semblance of a point guard if I move Trey off the roster. So I don't know where that goes. Do you trade him to the Bucks and just ask for picks? I mean, it's so strange because Trey is such a lightning rod in this town. People love Trey or they hate Trey. And I don't think that's fair either way. I think Trey has had some issues over the course of his career as he was younger. He's outgrown that. But I do think now you've got to help him and help this team get it together because right now we don't play a lick of defense, and that's going to fall on Trey. When you lose six games in a row and you fall out of the playoffs, who else is going to get the heat, right?
The star, the superstar, the guy that's making all the money.
Would you feel give Snyder until the All-Star break, and if he doesn't get it cooking, call
Gone.
Mike Malone?
Gone.
Right.
Look, if we lose – okay, we got the Thunder tonight. We got the T-Wolves after that. That's Ant-Man. Welcome home. He loves to show out against the Hawks, okay? For those who don't realize that. Then you got the Knicks again. And the Knicks just came in here and showed you what they're about. The Knicks are legit. They are a real Eastern Conference contender. Oh, and then you turn around and play the Raptors twice. What I'm telling you, Hawks fans, is we can look up and have a 10-game losing streak going on, and everybody's going to be looking at each other like, what's happening? Quinn's got – dude, Mike, if that happens, he's got to go. He's got to – I'm sorry.
No, I just felt Quinn – I was never impressed with Quinn Snyder. I mean, he's got a nice record. He's above 500 in his career, but what has he won? You know what I mean? So, and again, I don't. Maybe there's some stuff, as you said, fire that goes on at the practice facility or behind closed doors.
Well, that's not translating, bro.
I've never heard it. The way they play defense, you think they're tuning this guy out. You know, Quinn Snyder, it's like, you know, I don't know what he – if he comes off as kind of new age and everything. I don't know what he is, you know, like, you know, with his rap and his, you know, his sort of like very esoteric argument about that. Okay, I want some fire in the belly, man. I don't know, right?
It makes me laugh because it's true. No, it is. And it's not like – look, here's what I would say about Quinn Snyder, and this is not a personal shot. He's the quintessential Duke guy, right? Went to Duke, well-educated, comes across that way, and when he speaks to you and talks to you, and I've had these private conversations with him, we've talked about this team in years past, and look, he knew they weren't good enough. He's not saying that now. He right. knows they've done some things with the front office. They went and got some better players for me. Okay, I have to do a better job. But to your point, that is how he comes across. He doesn't come – look, Quinn doesn't come across like an everyday dude.
No, he doesn't. He comes up as – I got to be
honest.
Fine.
But that's fine.
There's different strokes for different folks. I mean, Phil Jackson would give guys book reports. Here, go read this book and get back to me. You know, everybody's got their own style. Not everybody's Red Auerbach, you know? You know, but I will say this. Whatever his style is, it ain't friggin' working. And if I'm the Hawks, this is a great team. Everybody around the league was saying Anse Saleh nailed it.
In the offseason. That's right.
So now what? What are you doing? And the way he's mishandling Reese Hoshea, we talked about that earlier. How do you expect a guy to ever evolve if you don't have him out there in crucial? Because he's one of your better defensive pieces. He's never seemed to be there in crucial moments in the game down the stretch.
Yeah, part of this is, and O was just, you know, talking about this with us, the lineups he's deciding to go with and the rotations. Some of this stuff you guys don't pay attention to. You just go to games and you want to be entertained. I get it. Hey, I'm here with my family. Hope the Hawks win. Yay, let's go. When you start getting in the minutia of who's playing, to Mike's point about Reese Hoshea and when they're playing and how many minutes they're seeing and what are these rotations look like. Guys, as much as we turn, you know, and today we're down here getting ready for this Monday night game, and we've talked a lot, have we not, this year about Ra and the decisions. Same applies to Quinn. When you start having these rotations where you're going with three guards, you don't have bigs on the floor, and guys that can't rotate and defend bigs, and, oh, Mo Gay, well, he's at the end of my bench now, even though he might be one of my better defenders and better rebounders, that stuff plays into why you're losing games. It's not just Trey. It's also these rotations and who's playing when they should and who's not.
Right. So how do you fix it? Because we always say, I want to hear from Arthur. Never hear from Wrestler.
No.
Forget about that.
No, we don't.
You and I have had what Wrestler like twice?
Yeah.
In 11 years. Anyway, but hey, where's the sense of urgency? Because we thought we were a team that could compete in the East. You know, there's teams we thought were going to take a big step backwards. Guess what? They're not. You know, but I thought we had enough talent to compete with those guys regardless.
Dude, they're not because Jaylen Brown is killing it.
Correct.
Guys, go look at Jaylen Brown's
always,
December.
He always was the heart and soul of
he
that
was.
Team.
He was. Go look at his December numbers. Jaylen's averaging over 30 a game right now for the Celtics, and he's carrying them without Tatum. Tatum now is like trying to work his damn leg out going, I got to get back. We got another chance to make a run here because of how well the Celtics are playing. And, oh, by the way, they're playing defense too. That's Jaylen Brown. That's if you're going to be on the floor with me, bro, you got to play some defense.
Right.
So it's the personnel, Mike, but it also is the coach. Everybody thought the Celtics were done. What are you saying, J.D.? What's going on? Three offensive rebounds most of the first half for the Knicks?
For Reese Hoshea.
Oh, jeez. Well, why isn't
he team?
What's going on there? Why don't you have your bigger, better defenders and certainly rebounders on the floor?
Right. And again, I know Reese Hoshea is going to draw fire because he's the tweener between Flagg and Wemby. And you saw Wemby, and we talked about this last week.
Let the kid play, Mike.
I mean, the Spurs, I mean, they look ridiculous what they've done to OKC. Now we're going to see a motivated OKC without Jalen Johnson, without Trey. So, yikes. Yeah, and this gets back to the big picture. I just wonder, because I will say this, after years of Landry Fields and his nonsense, you know, I'm talking about being an empty suit.
Are you talking about the ethos?
Yeah. Anse Saleh is not that guy. He's an impressive guy who wants results, and he's not going to monkey around. And anybody who feels Trey's got leverage, Trey and his camp have no leverage. He's an undersized point guard who's not inconsistent now shooting the three, who doesn't play defense. What part of that is wrong? Okay? He has the ability to be that guy, but so far since coming back from the injury, I've seen some spurts, but the team's not winning.
So let me ask you this, and I don't want to make excuses.
You don't want to ever get caught up into this term, which is called resulting.
Resulting, yeah. I try to do that every day. Let me ask you this. Was Trey fully healthy when he returned? Because this is too quick for him to be injured. Oh, tell me this real quick. Oh, is it the same leg he was dealing with before
right leg,
he came
right
back?
Right quad, right knee. So same leg, yeah.
Mike, Was he fully healthy, or what's going on here?
All right. Well, I mean.
You feel me?
Ability, availability. We get this great team we're so excited about. We can't even get a – we have no idea to do a litmus test of, hey, could Trey with Porzingis and all these new pieces make a playoff run? How can you even
– A lot of nothing. All right, man. You guys, we want to hear from you when it comes to the Hawks. This is – and again, you lose 10 or more in a row in the NBA, stuff happens. I'm just telling you. Like, especially when you're good. Not the Wizards, all right? This is different. 404-726-0929. We're coming back. We're live at the Nest. We got to talk about what went down in the NFL yesterday. More on the Falcons as well. And a reminder that we are your home for live college football coverage here in Atlanta. Guys, we got you covered. When it comes to the college football playoff and all the things that will be going on this week and beyond, make sure you're listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we'll come back. Mike, he says he's not leaving his current job. What job was he looking at, and who wanted him?
Now that's a tease. I will stay around for the show for that.
We're going to tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.